صدیق تھا تیرا باپ اگر اللہ کا نبی تیرا شوہر، صدیق تھا تیرا باپ اگر اللہ کا نبی تیرا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Esteem listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, and that is the 29th of December 2022. Our topic today is on calendars. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Marana Zahid, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahab, what is the history of the Islamic calendar?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we look at the Islamic calendar, then we will know the following and come to learn about the following. Number one is Surah 9, verse 36. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. Verily, the number of months by Almighty Allah are 12 lunar months. Fi kitabillah, in the book of Almighty Allah, it was prescribed, ordained, Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard, the day Almighty Allah created the heavens and the earth, Minha arbaatun hurum, and from these 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. So that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. So what does that mean? Our Islamic calendar started already from time immemorial. Which are the 4 sacred holy months? The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Thalathun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah wa Zulhijjah and Muharram. And then which are the month? And the month of Rajab. So why are these months sacred? It means there is no fighting, there is no warfare, no combat, nothing. So look at the months and look at their sequence. Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. And Muharram or Al-Muharram, both ways. So that is the honorable, respected month. Obviously, in those days, and even today, when you are traveling by ship and so forth. So Zulqa'dah, the months to go for Hajj. So one month would go away in going for Hajj from various parts of the world. And then Zulhijjah, you stay there one month and you make your Hajj, you perform your Hajj. And Medina, Makkah, all that will be included. And then Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, that the Hajjis have to return and come back home. So they need a safe passage. So you can't go during war and all these type of things. So you know that there will be a great danger and the men have to go, the women have to go. Many a time children have to go. There's no one to look after them. Hence, they will accompany their parents. Then during the course of the year, you want to go for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. So you go during the month of Rajab. At least you know you have a safe passage to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. So that is the wisdom of that. Now, and time went along and along and so forth, we see that the Arabs already, they corrupted these months. You must remember, take for example, the month of Shawwal came, the next month supposed to be Zulqa'dah. But they were busy with war, combat. So what they did, they just postponed it. They said, no, the next month is not Zulqa'dah, but is Rabiul Awwal, or is Rabiul Akhir, or Jumad al-Ula, or Jumad al-Ukhra, like that. So that is what Almighty Allah calls chapter 9, verse 37, Nasi. Nasi means at-Takhir, the postponement, intercalation, meaning They were non-Muslims, they were idol worshippers already, but remember that what they were doing, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ, that they were the people, remember, that what they are delaying and playing around with the Islamic months and lunar months, then what they did, زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So this added another dimension to their kufr. They were non-Muslim and their kufr just got more and more and more. So from there we learn to play around with the Islamic lunar months is a major, major sin. And remember, no government, no mufti, nobody got right to do that. And it's further kifaya in every town, every city. Somebody must follow the Islamic calendar. Therefore, you know that we only mention the Islamic, Islamic date. If a person wants to mention the Gregorian date, for example, today we say the 5th of today, the Thursday, we say 5th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444. And if you want to say 29th of December, that's fine, but we won't 2022. We won't place emphasis on that. So why? Because we have to fulfill this farz kifaya, like another salat, like that it is. So we should know all this so that the Islamic calendar must remain alive in our homes and remember in our families, in our institutions and so forth. See how the West, they manipulated the world. Everybody knows the dates. If you ask them when you were born, they'll tell you straight away. Ask them which date you were born Islamically. Even the Maulanas half wouldn't know then, you see. So the Appas wouldn't know, half of them, because why there's no real emphasis for that and so forth. So we have to reverse this process. And nay, everything of Islam, we must give preference to that. And Islam is the best and we must share it with the rest. So that is one point. Second point is this, so you can ask this question, any person can ask, Muslim, non-Muslim, then why did Islam choose a lunar calendar? See, it happened at the appropriate time. That I went to America, and it was 2000. Twice I went with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. First time with my brother Yusuf Dokrat, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. It was summer there. And second time I went then with my wife. That the first time it was him alone, myself alone. And second time I went with my wife. So I remember end of November we landed there. When I went with Yusuf, we landed there at JFK in New York. So, you know, wonderful, you land there and the ocean is there and so forth. And second time we landed in Dallas International, that's in Washington. So from there I had to go 1 hour to Madinat al-Hajar, Hagerstown. So near Camp David, so 10-15 minutes from Camp David. Washington is White House and all that. And United Nations and all that is also there. You must remember in New York and all. So anyway, so all this goes on. So the point I'm making here is this, that we had all these experiences, wonderful and so forth. So the point here is that when we went there, it was December time, end of November, December. So extremely, bitterly cold. Now imagine a person, non-Muslim, we say, is born in Washington, New York, Chicago, wherever. Your whole life, 50, 60, 80, 90, 100 years, your Christmas, your New Year, you will experience only in winter, snowing conditions. And you saw what happened in Buffalo. You saw what happened now. Whether you like, don't like, they can blame climate change, whatever. We say it was a punishment from Almighty Allah for the oppression, transgression of Muslims and humanity in large. Remember, throughout the world, what oppression they carried out. So this is a small little example Allah is giving them. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَىٰ دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Now you see the South African non-Muslim. That whole life he'll experience his Christmas, his New Year in summer. So yes, sometime it will rain, but it won't hardly snow or anything. It won't be in winter. So therefore, sometime they say, even the non-Muslims, how we wish you can experience snow and so forth. Now juxtapose and compare that with our Islamic system. you in your life, Maulana, you are more than now. You know, I don't ask your age. But anyway, so you went one full circle already, you see. So you experience Ramadan in different months, summer, winter, autumn, spring. I went through the cycle, two full cycles I went through already. So you must remember, because 33 years, you go through one cycle, 32, 33 years. So now I'm above that double, you understand? So remember, two full cycles I went through. So we know what it is, and we kept fast. We know when we went to UK and these areas, 20, 21 hours and so forth, you know. So sometimes the fasts are nice and short, 9, 10, 12 hours. Sometimes nice and long. So there's a justice system. Whether it comes to our Eid al-Fitr, our Eid al-Adha, our celebrations, whether it comes to our fasting, whether it comes to our Hajj, yas'alunaka anil ahilla. There's only one moon, but every day you will find waxing and waning taking place. That either it's increasing, decreasing. So they ask you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the moons. Moons means that now it's increasing, decreasing, waxing, waning. So, قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. So, therefore, it must be. Speaking about that, if you look at the Saudi regime and their track record, you must remember vis-a-vis regarding the moon. In 1984, these are all well documented, remember, there's nothing from them. I'm giving you my personal experiences. In 1984, they had 28 days Ramadan. You know, in Islam, the minimum amount of days is what? 29. And then you go to 30. So if the moon is sighted, then the next day is first. If the moon crescent is not sighted, then the next day is 30, and then is 1. You never have 28 days. Imagine in Makkah, Medina, they made the people eat up and must one fast. In each salat, the imams mentioned and so forth, tomorrow you must fast, we made mistake. I always do joke, you know, it's not a joking matter, that if this had to happen in South Africa, then the Maulanas and all of them should come and circumcise them, you know, and this type of thing. But the people don't bother. Hajj 2004, it was re-election for Bush and all of them. They announced the right date, the correct date. After 3 days, 4 days, they announced, no, Hajj is now, we made mistake. One chap saw the moon in the jungle and so forth. They changed the date. Why? Because it was coinciding with Bush inauguration and all that. So that is what people don't understand. Therefore, me, I'm amazed when people say they're following the Saudis in the moon issue. One day, I tell you a nice story. People love stories. So you must remember that, you know, I have with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Adam and Fuldi Rabbi. People ask, how many children I got? I say zero. You see, huh? I tell them that I got 1,000 Ruhani children, spiritual children. Say, what you mean? I say students, they're all my children also. So Alhamdulillah. So one day I was there. So one of my students, I met him, you see. So he told me, we're going to see the moon. So there was a UK delegation, and thus I said, very good, me, I'm jumping in with you guys. He said, yeah, you can come, but don't speak anything. I said, no, fine, I won't speak. So then we went outside Makkah, and it's something fascinating to see. They got 6 different places in the kingdom, and there they show, they have the telescope and thus and all these things there, and they look for the moon and all these things there. So that day they told us already conditions are not good and favorable, but they're going to go through. Then I noticed this one person is speaking but English. So I told him that my brother, he was a professor in all this falakiyat and all that, the moon story and all this. So I told him, my brother, I want to ask you some questions. He said, no, you ask, but truth conditions. Don't take any photo, any snap, and no recording. I say, I don't even know how to take photo and the stuff, there's no recording. So I told him that these are the issues. 84, you made a mistake. 2004, you made mistake again. Then every time you'll follow just like the Jewish people, you know, that the Jews' calendar is also, their calendar is solar, lunar. So they wait for the moon. So once the birth of the moon takes place, say for example today, the birth of the moon takes place before sun. Say the birth of the moon takes place before sunset. So tomorrow automatically is the first. There's no sighting business and all that. So they work with Milad, the birth of the moon. The conjunction, the legal jargon they use is the conjunction of the moon. Conjunction is big word, so the birth of the moon. And the next day is first. There's a Jutla mentality, that's how they work. So the Saudis have adopted basically the same thing. One, two slight differences, but that in basic is this. So that's how they run there with the calendar. So how can we rely on such a calendar? That then to further re-emphasize, reiterate, with Allah's help, they used to invite me. I never studied there officially or something. I used to sit in the dars of the sheikhs in Makkah, Medina, all that. And some of them, you know, they used to like that. I used to come and ask them questions and so forth. So maybe they put my name somewhere. They'd invite this guy, you understood. There's ulama from Africa and all that, you see. So then they invite us. One day they invited us. We had to write a paper. At-Ta'alim al-Islam fi Junubi Africa. One day we had to write a paper on al-Ifta fi Junubi Africa. So with the Islamic education, how it works. Then other time they invited it was about fatwas and all that, how you'll work in South Africa and so. And then once for Hajj also they invited, you know. So and lo and behold, I was the only person in this year, you know, conferences and that from South Africa. So all Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we saw how they operate. So then they take you there to Riyadh and a wonderful treatment. When you go as a guest, the Saudis treat you like royal family. Excellent treatment. That you must give them. 95% out of 100, remember that. There's no question about that. So anyway, so then they took us there to meet the Ra'isul Quzat, Sheikh Salih Al-Haydan. He passed away, rahimahullah. And they took us to meet Mufti Al-Am, the Grand Mufti. He's still the same Mufti. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. Before him was Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz. Bin Baz, I met him several times, rahimahullah. He was a great scholar. We have differences on certain issues, but on the whole, he was a great scholar. So on hadith and so forth. And he was blind on top of it. So anyway, and many times he would pass fatawa, the rulers didn't like, you know. So if you read his life history also, you will learn a lot of things. So anyway, all that finished. Now, we invited after Hajj. They're going to make us qazis, you see. In 2 weeks, they made us qazi. They gave us certificate, everything and all that. So anyway, so first day, there was dabal already. So that they taught us. So then that sheikh, there in Riyadh, the biggest university, Jamiatul Imam, he taught one uswa, one lesson. So you ask questions, so I picked up my hand. So I told him, sheikh, the usul you taught is right, but the dalil you gave us is wrong. He couldn't believe, you know, that he thought that these guys from South Africa all like, you know, Simple Simon and Jangu Mangus have come, like, you know, don't know what the hell is going on. So he said, what you mean? So I said, go open Kitabul Ilal. Wa qala al-Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, kullu ma fi hadha al-kitab fa huwa ma'mulun bihi ma adal hadithain, except two ahadith nobody practice, and you using that hadith, it shows it's not right, you can't use that. Inna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jama'a bayna salatain min ghayri matarin wala safarin wala maradin and all that. So usuluka sahih wa daliluka ghayru sahih, ya Sheikh. So it's wrong what you said. So he said, "Anta min al-muhaddisin." I said, "La, ya Sheikh, nahnu min al-tulab." So then they should come well prepared. And this, so these guys, and then on the Jannah story also, one Sheikh from Cape Town, Jazawullah Khair. I always try and remember his name, but I forget, Sheikh Francis or something. That he cornered them properly on the Najd one, you know. So because they say Najd refers to Iraq and all that. But when you look at Mawaqit of Hajj and all that, you will see that for Iraq, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned something else. For Najd, he mentioned something else. So Najd is something else and Iraq is something else. So like that, then they used to get, see, these guys, they're putting us in a difficult spot. So the story goes like this. So we were invited after Sheikh Abdul Hamid Khabir was the ambassador. He passed away. So he made his arrangements. Allah give him jazai khair. It was a good experience, wonderful experience. We learned a lot of things also. And it was day of Ashura. So then Ashura also, I must tell you what happened. Now there's a story I want to tell you. Okay, let me tell you the story first. So they took us to go meet Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, the Grand Mufti even now. So he give you advice, then you have a question you want to ask, you can't ask direct, you must write down. So tell him, Sheikh, now tell us which day is Ashura. So I don't remember now the exact dates, you understand, days. So let's say, for example, he said Ashura is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, for example. So he said, fine, the Grand Mufti said. That same day, they schedule us, we were about 15, 20 ulama or whatever. So that we go there, from different countries, Africa. So we go there and so forth. So then we ask them that, Sheikh, when is your, this thing, this, you know, Idul Ashura? South Africans, that when they invited us for Qazi, we were 15. So this, and other times we were 20, 25, 30, like that. We were much more. So anyway, cut long story short, this happened that time when we went with the South African. So we asked that Sheikh Salih Luhaydan, he also passed away, rahimahullah, Allah gave him the Natul Firdaus, very pious man. So anyway, so he said, Wednesday. So we look at one another, both of you all are in Riyadh, you all are the highest authorities, yeah. One is Chief Qazi and Judge, one is Grand Mufti. Among yourselves, you got ikhtilaf. So what the Ummah will do? So Sheikh, therefore our Sheikh, Lutfullah Abbasi, Waliullah he was. He went twice inside the Rawda Mubarakah. And he was very big Waliullah and so forth. Originally from Pakistan, but he spent over 40 years there. And twice he went inside, I asked him personally. When he's to come here, he's to speak Arabic, he's to get very happy. He said that you're the only one who speak with me in Arabic. I said, no, Sheikh, now me and you, we must talk a little bit. That is to like me, you know. Then I go to his house in Medina. Anyway, great, great Sheikh he was. Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi, Rahimahullah. So I tell him, Sheikh, now these people, they tell us like that. Now you, what you do? He say, Amin Zaman and all that. We keep three fasts. We don't fast one day or 2 days. We keep Yom Ashura, wa Yom an Qablahu, wa Yom an Ba'dahu. Because of all this ikhtilaf, they make and all these type of things. You see? So that is the, from the horse's mouth, all this I'm telling you. Now there we got a lesson right there for the Qazis, like you do. Now they're making a small short Qazis. In 2 weeks they finish up the sharpest course you could get, like you know. So it's a very nice one. So at Ashura day, so the one Ustad, he asked a question. He said, whoever get it right, so he'll get a present. So I love like that, you see. So he asked, so I picked up. So then, so I said, this is the answer. You say your answer is right, but it's not 100% right, it's 90-95% right. So then this way, that way, he asked others, nobody. He said, yeah, so I told him, Sheikh, is Ashura day, man wasa'a ala yalihi, wasa'a Allahu sa'ira sanati. He started laughing, he said, yeah, take the present. You understood? So he gave it to me, nice books and all this kind of thing. So that, alhamdulillah. They're very good people, but the politics and how it goes. And the people, the sheikhs are good like that, but they can't speak, you know how things go and all that. Today also I sent you how one sheikh is put away for how many 30 years or something, isn't it? So anyway, so all these things happens there. So that is our Islamic calendar. So now we must go to the practical right. Now, ninth year of the Hijrah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Amirul Hajij, Amirul Hujjaj, you go and make the foundation for me. That I'm going to come for Hajj next year, but there's people making tawaf naked, no more allowed. There's non-Muslims making tawaf, no more. Innama al-mushrikuna najas, the impure, fala yaqrabu al-masjid al-haram, ba'da amihim hadha. Ba'da amihim hadha, ay ala, sasanatu ta'asiya, the ninth year. So finish, they're not allowed. So subhanallah, when an Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for Hajj, so then inna Allah qad istadara ala hayati, Allah Ta'ala made it such, the whole calendar came back into its right place. You see, so now Zul Qa'dah is Zul Hijjah. So therefore, from that time onwards, the calendar is running smoothly. But the Saudis, with their politics, I explained to you. So you must remember that. That is what we need to understand. That Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hajj on that Friday was Yom Arafah. It was Sanatul Ashira, the 10th year, and everything was good and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr comes and so forth. So what they used to do, the major incident that took place, they used to make note of that. Somebody asked us, when was Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth? You say, Wulid al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Amal Fil, the year of the elephant, you see. So you ask, what happened in the 7th year? You say, Ame Khaybar. You say, what happened in the 2nd year? You say, Ame Hudaybiyah. You say, what happened in the 8th year? You say, Ame Fateh Makkah. So like that. So the big incidents, that was considered. So they knew what's happening like that. But the official calendar that was implemented for practical purposes, this we call awwaliyat. What we call? Awwaliyat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he brought awwaliyat. So many reforms, you will translate it as. I give you one easy example. 20 rakats taraweeh to read salat behind one imam, he brought it. So 20 rakats was there, but to read behind one imam, so everybody. Otherwise, sahaba in time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to make small group here. Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, same thing. Sayyidina Umar said, this no good. We all must read. Then he appointed Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu as the imam. You be the imam, you the aqra'ul qawm, like a good reader, wonderful, you know a lot. So you, and then everybody. Sayyidina Ali said, told him, hey, Allah put noor in your qabr and in your life. You put so much noor and radiance, effulgence in our masjid. So you call it awwaliyat. Nobody can say it's bid'ah, unless you're an idiot and a jahil, you know, then it's different. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khalafai rashidin al mahdiin. You must follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. So the Islamic calendar was adopted in the 16th year after Hijrah, 16. How it came about, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he's sitting in Yemen, and then he told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that you know you're sending us letters, we're sending you letters, but we don't know which letter came first and second. Arrikh lana ya Amir al-Mu'minin, make a date, tarikh like. Then Mashura was held in Medina Munawwara. So then Sayyidina Usman said, you must remember that, why we don't start from Muharram. Sayyidina Ali said, we must start from the Hijrah. And like that, everybody made. Then there was consensus among Sahaba. The preparation for the Hijrah started from month of Muharram. And it is the time of Qudumul Hujjaj. So that will be the starting point. And then the Hijrah. So from then it started officially. You see, the implementation of it in the 16th year of the Hijrah. For him, Allah Ta'ala rewards Sayyidina Umar. How can we ever thank them? What sacrifices, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But those who were in power, and Sayyidina Umar was in power for over 10 years, so the many, many reforms he brought like this. So therefore, we must understand what our Islamic calendar means and what the message is. We don't have celebrations for the birth of a person or the death of a personality. Hijrah means striving. So for deen of Islam, you have to strive from the time from where we're living right till death. The struggle, the striving, endeavor must go on. So that is the real message of the Hijrah.
Mufti Saab, a quick question before we go for the break. In 1984, when the mistake was made, did they rectify it in Saudi Arabia?
I just told you, I said Eid Day, they announced it and they said that everybody must keep one qaza. I mentioned that.
Inshallah, we'll go for the break now. After the break, we will continue with this lesson, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this Fiqh program, Al-Fiqh wal-Madhaib al-Arba, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what is the history of the Gregorian calendar?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To understand the Gregorian calendar, we must understand the following. That just look at the names of the months and then you will understand it. So what you will say today, you will say that it is the 29th of December. So remember, death means 12. So it means that you must remember that if you look at Latin, so death, D-E-C. So, but when you write it today, so December means 10. But you write today, you will say 29/12. So it shows that there's something fishy. And then November, Nov, means 9. Then October means 8. September, Sep, means 7. So it shows that this was not the real calendar and so forth. So the real calendar was the Julian calendar. So the Julian calendar would start, remember, on the 1st of March. So that is the history of it. So the 1st of March was New Year, and then the months will be right. September 7, October 8, November 9, December 10. So, but today, majority of Muslims and non-Muslims, they don't know. They don't bother. It's like herd mentality, you know. So you just follow. Like today, the news came through from WHO, from World Health Organization, one department. They say, no, that this corona, COVID-19, is just a seasonal flu. So what we told you 2 years ago, So now you made the countries go bankrupt, you made people go crazy, you made people, you know, governments close, and Muslims and non-Muslims close their churches, Muslims close their mosques. That's why we opposed it, you must remember. They made everybody fools, man. So it was not a pandemic, it's a plandemic and a scamdemic. They're all part of Dajjal, these people, Dajjal's agents, you know, who, if you look at their emblem or whatever, you'll see a serpent there, just like the dollar. If you look at the dollar sign properly, you must take it apart and see. You'll know how to do it, just zoom properly. You will see it's like a serpent and like a stick there. If you worship the dollar, you're all right. You don't worship the dollar, we will use the stick and give you good hiding. So all shaitani symbols they got there. So if you look at WHO also, you will see there's a serpent there and all that. They're going to give you poison all the time. But Muslim also got no brains also, majority. So, and the non-Muslims, they don't have brains, as it is Quran says so also, majority of them. So you must understand this, that 1st of March was the Gregorian, it was not the Gregorian calendar, Julian calendar. Then who comes about? Then you must remember there's a pope. This pope here is Pope Gregory. Now Pope Gregory also running around with the idol. The idol's name is Janus. Now you in South Africa, you should know this. This guy who was released now, they're Janus Walus, you know. So his parents, they named him after the so-called semi-god, demigod, small god, whatever you want to. So they also must be holding him in high esteem, this god of theirs, idol of theirs. So this Janus, he had two faces. One face of materialism and one face of spirituality. So that is how it was. So Pope Gregory said, no, we must now first month dedicate to him. January. So Janus, you see, like that. Then still they say no. Now they go to Quran. Everything, they must go back to Quran. They say Quran says chapter 9, verse 36. So what happens is this, that there must be 12 months. They say we also must have 12 months. So they introduce February. Another god, goddess, and that they used to believe in the sun, they believe in the moon, they believe in this creation, that creation. God and goddess, they make like, you know, male and female and all. So like that it goes on. Now still they couldn't come right. So they had to cut and chop and change and all. So now they say make February not 31 days, 30 days, make it 28 days. So they made it 28 days. Then still they saw it's not working out, because after 4 years, then they still say, okay, make February every 4 years a leap year. You see? So now if you look at the Gregorian calendar, see the inconsistency. Some months 28, some months 29, some 30, some 31. So I'm posing the question that if a guy, that poor guy, is born on the 29th of February, the leap year, so when his birthday will come? After 4 years, isn't it so? So see, but they gave it so much currency. People just know, you must remember, that Nivayar, New Year, is this week Sunday. Saturday night is the big jol, the big party. You see, Dubai, Muslims are flocking there. It is the party of the century going on. You understood? Not million, billions will be spent. These are supposed to be Muslim countries. You must remember that. Because everybody wants glory. So now, you know, Bahlul, Da'anai Bahlul. Bahlul the wise. So he lived in Iraq. We went to his qabr also. So remember that when you go to these people and you read about them. So he lived in the time of Harun Rashid. So Harun Rashid told him, Osini, give me advice. He said, you want advice? I give you advice. Rafa'at al-tween wa wada'at al-deen. You took the deen and you put it right down, Islam. And you took tween and the sand, you put it right up with your big, big towers and castles and all that. Same thing happening today in the Muslim Arab countries, especially Arab countries. Rafa'at al-jas wa wada'at al-nas. You took the cement and you put right on top. And the nas, the divine text and the prophetic text, you put right down. And that, meaning you don't worry about that. In kana min amwalik, if it's from your own wealth, fa anta min al mubazirin, then you are squandering wealth and you are a brother of shaitan. Surah 17, verse 27. So that is what you are doing, that you are brother of shaitan. When kana min amwali nas, if it is from the public treasury, baytul mal, you're using that money, fa anta min al zalimin, then you're a zalim, you're a tinpot dictator and oppressor. See, these were the awliyaullah. They would speak, la yakhafu fillahi lawmata la'im. They don't fear. Fabaka Harun. He started crying. He said, yes. Man spoke the truth, you see. So when people are sincere, they'll accept. But when you don't, then you'll find all loopholes and so forth and so on and so. So today, that is what's happening now. So that is how February came about. Now we see that this is what happened. Now I'm showing you something. You know, we must have told you 100 times now. The Puritan Parliament of England or Britain, they banned Christmas celebrations in 1647. Always remember that. Puritan Parliament of England, Britain and them, they banned Christmas celebrations in 1647. They said it's a pagan custom, it has nothing to do with Christianity. So when that they finished, so they brought all their party and all that to New Year's Eve. So their traditions were switched to New Year's Eve. So this week, Saturday, there's going to be a big jol, a big party, a big carnival going on in the world. So initially, if you study history, this was called Hog Money, H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y. So hog means swine. You see, you look at their words, you'll pick up meanings. H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y. So what it means? The wine, dine and swine will continue. You see, All in the name of Jesus. All in the name of Christianity. All in the name of the Pope. You see, so today I laughed, you know. They said that Pope Francis is telling the world, especially the Catholics, pray for Benedict, you see. Benedict is very sick, he's very ill. And he was the Pope who resigned in 2015. They say due to ill health, all lies. He told them that Islam is the true religion. Christianity is the false religion. So this is so that after 600 years or so, then first time a pope resigns. So you must remember that. They won't give you the right reason. And they placed him under house arrest in this sense. You couldn't. When I was in Europe, I wanted to meet him. They say you can't meet him. So you must. This happened after that. I was there 2017, 2018, somewhere there. So I said, let me go meet him. You understand? Why he resigned? I said, no, you can't meet him. So that nobody can meet him. So if you were so transparent, then what you hiding and all these type of things? So this is now Hogamani. How you pronounce it, that's how I pronounce it. Now you tell me, what does New Year got to do with us as Muslims? But you will find that the Muslims are going there and flocking and all these type of things. So anything of the kuffar, the non-Muslims, you go and study. On the surface, it seems very, very interesting and attractive and impressive. But when you go beneath the surface, then you will find it's always shaitaniyat and something absolutely haram and so forth. So therefore, the problem is our weakness of our iman. Then we start getting involved. These two terms you must remember. In Urdu, they say ihsas-e-kamtari. Ihsas-e-kamtari is that the Muslim ummah today, by and large, 70-80%, that they suffer from the inferiority complex. today in a Muslim mind, you take male, female, adult, children, whoever. So 2/3 to 70-75%, that they've got it in their heart, in their mind, the West is the best and white is right. You see, even apartheid for us, South Africa, played a role in this. You look at the white guy and look at the African guy, you will see how people behave. Let the white guy embrace Islam, you see how they'll jump. And let the African guy embrace, hey, what do you bother about him? So that is that apartheid mentality we got. I mean, we must be honest about these things. There's no sense just pushing everything under the carpet and adopting the ostrich philosophy and our ideas. We must be honest to ourselves regarding these type of things. Yeah. So that is where we stand. You must remember this. So this is how we doing a disservice to Islam, not a service to Islam. So that's one. Second one is, in Arabic you call al-ghazwul fikri. What is al-ghazwul fikri? Ghaz, the attack. And al-fikri, the invasion, the academic invasion. So the West, the way they bombarded us, that today the name of Muslim is Bilal. But Bilal's thought process, thinking, you must remember, is all just like Bali. Maryam's thought process, thinking, is this. Understood? That just like, you must remember, Mary. So what I mean by this, see, I give you three examples. Number one, that you will find so many Muslims, because they want to enroll their daughter, their son, in an elite school. Understood? So now we must go to ABC. You know how much they pay? $250,000, $500,000, $1 million per year, just for that secular education. Then you ask them two questions, that this boy is your son, they get offered Jummah. They say, no. So I say, then why you send your son? They said, no, you know, Muslim school no good. And there's a government school, no school. We must send them to the best school. So every week, 40 weeks in a year, 45 weeks in a year, they can miss Jummah. It's nothing. It means what is it? Now we can help it. See the thought process. Then I ask your daughter how she goes, what uniform? She said, no skirt. Can she wear ijar? No, they cannot allow ijar. And this and all. So every sacrifice we made for this haram knowledge. Haram knowledge meaning, for what benefit is going to be? So they're going to teach you from next year is part of the syllabi, how the children who are not baligh must wear condoms and this type of things. Yeah. So, and they're going to teach sex education. Everybody must know what is the male organ, female organ. These are masoom, innocent children. You want to destroy them, but we pay money, they must destroy us. This is our so-called intelligence. Now you tell me, can this be justified? So that, see, one example. Second example, you ask a guy, okay, you're running the shop, you got this factory, you're running this. Say, of course, now I must take interest. If you don't take interest, how are you going to make money? So I must take an overdraft from the bank and all that. You tell him, stay away from interest, Allah will give you barakat. He tell you, yeah, speak about that in the masjid. Don't come tell us about this. You see, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ riba wa yurbi sadaqat. So the mind, the thought process is all. You see, you all know better than me all these things. What you all say in the computer, that this computer is programmed like this. Isn't it all say like that? It's programmed. So the Muslim mind today is programmed like that. You must remember that. Ramadan time is all right. You must be good Muslim. Other 11 time months, you must be a little bit, you know, relaxing like. So, you mustn't be a fundamentalist. You mustn't be a staunch Muslim. You might just be a nominal Muslim. It's all right, tikche, you know. Kullu halal, handu chale. Everything works. It's all right. So that mentality is a very, very serious mentality, that we ourselves are growing weaker and weaker. We might be thinking we're progressing, but Islamically we're retrogressing, we're going backwards. Remember that. So that is the fear that the Ummah is going through today. And we need. The first thing, we must admit to our weaknesses and shortcomings. That realization must come. We just try and justify it. So how can that work like that? When you don't want to, you know you got the problem with diabetes, you know you got the problem with your pressure, you know you got the problem with your cancer, but you live in denial. Now how are you going to solve the problem? So that is the ummah today. I speak about majority. 10-20% is there. Okay, fine. But what about the majority? So it's like that. So I travel so many. Same everywhere I find these things there. So that, you tell them you can't go make Christmas, you can't make New Year, they laugh at you. You know, remember, you see, they call us killjoy. You see, say Taliban say women must stay at home. You say, how can women stay at home? Bhai, we're not living in the 7th century, we're living in the 21st century. But the Quran is for all times, all places. See, so that is what we must change, this whole idea. So that is our message. This whole New Year party, New Year jol, we got nothing to do with this type of things.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to have a New Year's braai for the family?
Not permissible. You must remember that even if you are saying with the best intention, it's not permissible. Why? That you imitating the non-Muslim culture. Why only particularly that night? You must remember that. You can say, no, it's a weekend, and therefore... So last week also was a weekend. The following week also is a weekend. You can have it then also. So you must remember this. No, but we want to. So why? To imitate a sin is also a sin. You must remember that. To imitate a sin, the Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi in his book Al-Halal Wal-Haram, in the introduction, he wrote very good usuls. Certain maslahs we don't accept, obviously. But the usuls he wrote are very good. One usul he wrote there, a good intention does not justify a haram action. I repeat, a good intention does not justify a haram action. So that is the trap we are falling into nowadays. So no, Allah knows my intention. My intention is pure, my intention is clean, and this type of things there. So that is what we must stay away from. We must remember this. We can't be fooling ourselves all the time and fooling the ummah and all that. We have to be straight. Now see that Saudi Arabia, big Christmas celebrations, Dubai, big Arab countries, and it's going on now. So slowly, the Islam, the real Islam teaching is going less and less. They will tell you, anta minal mutatarrifin, anta minal mutashaddidin, you all are the extremists. You all understood? Islam is not some commodities, a merchandise you can put on sale and all that, you know. And you practice sometime. You see, I just end off with this. The Shair says, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So where is our Muslim today? That they want to make Hajj of Baytullah, then they go to India. In the olden days, they used to go also. They go visit the Hollywood actors and that. So they go there, so you go to the Ganges River. So you want to please Shaitan also, you want to please Allah. Shaitan gets very happy. Allah will never be happy. Allah wants commitment. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. We must enter into Islam in its entirety and totality. So that is what we must learn. So yes, inshallah, let's carry on now with our programs. 12 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter Mufti Ibrahim Saleji is Pingo Beach, his majlis. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, 1:05 to 1:30. Inshallah, we complete the surah today, Surah Tariq, verses 13 to 17. Then 1:30 to 2 from the archive, Surah Zariyat, verses 19 to 30. 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of the Q&A this morning, very interesting. 3:45 to 4, Zikr and Dua. 4 to 5 will be Ma Baap Ki Na Farmani. So to go against one's parents is a major, major sin, by Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri in Urdu. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of Surah Tariq, that is the Tafsir. 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, or Yunus Patel Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 9 Maulana Dawood Siddat, various corruptions in deen, so how people brought about different corruptions. 9 to 10 Maulana Salim Kareem, stay away from all vices and treasure your modesty. So wonderful programs. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq, read abundant Durood Sharif, especially tonight Surah Kahf, and tomorrow also. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.